We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Bobcat Sports Network from Learfield, this is Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat every Wednesday night at 6:30. Montana State University, Mountains and Mines. And by Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bobcats, Keaton Gillooly.
Keaton Gillooly alongside head coach Brent Vegan. Coach, how we doing?
Doing well. Yeah, we're 4-1, won a couple good games back-to-back, have homecoming, so the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Not much to complain about right now.
Yeah, and you guys practice in the morning, too, so you're always going to generally get, like, that coldest window of the day, right?
Yeah, it's been a little chilly in the morning, but the sun comes up over the east side, and it gets a little warmer, so it's like a nice little carrot to stay out there and keep going after it.
And as you said, you guys are 2-0 in the Big Sky Conference, not too shabby, and got the first home Big Sky Conference win of the year. That place was loud. What was that place like on the sideline on Saturday?
Oh, great atmosphere, great crowd. I think it just a few people less maybe than Gold Rush, and we felt it, and I know UC Davis did too, so... You know, credit to our fans for sticking in there through the long, long day, the rain and everything. And once that game started, we turned the rain off, and it was a great night for football.
Yeah, it really did turn into a beautiful night. And kudos to Bobcat Nation. First of all, we had the late kickoff. Then they bumped that kickoff back another 5 minutes. Then they bumped it back another 10 minutes. And then we finally got started at 8:25. So that was nicely done by all y'all to get there and be ready. And you guys know how to maintain it throughout the entire day to make sure you're ready to go, which was pretty impressive stuff. I mean, I had some ringing in my ears after that game, even from upstairs. And as you mentioned, so that was officially 50 people less than Gold Rush. Gold Rush was the most in program history. That was 21,687. This last week was 21,637 at Bobcat Stadium. Not too shabby. And on top of that, too, so before this season, there had only been three crowds of 21,000 or more. Now we've already had two in the first three home games. Not too bad, huh?
Right, yeah. Let's get another one on Saturday.
I'm for it. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're a very experienced coach. You've been all over the country watching college football as a coach professionally and all this. I mean, help us put into context just how big an FCS crowd this is. I know FBS is obviously going to have some bigger crowds here and there, but I mean, 21,000 consistently right now this season at the FCS level, that's rare.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, and coaching in the Mountain West for 7 years, it was rare for any one of those schools to have consistent crowds like we do. They maybe have some bigger crowds just based on stadium size, but to have the consistency that we've enjoyed in my time here, I don't think those schools have that. You know, so it's a credit to our crowd, a credit to our players for, you know, doing the things on the field and off the field that that want to, you know, our fans to come and watch them and support them. And you know, I don't know where we're going to find more seats, but we got to figure out how to keep getting more people in there.
Well, tell me a little bit, too, from like a visiting player's perspective, because Mikey kind of brought this up on the broadcast this week that, you know, the big crowd can sometimes get in the opponent's heads, but also sometimes it kind of brings the best out of the opponents because it feels like a Super Bowl for them. How do you see some of the opposing teams respond? Is it always getting in their head, or do you see some teams kind of elevate the punch they're trying to deliver in games here at Bobcat Stadium?
Well, I think college football players want to play in front of big crowds, you know, and whether that's at home or away, I think that's a lot more inviting environment to play in than a stale crowd that doesn't have anybody in it. So, you know, that's the good part of it. But then when you have to contend with the crowd and the crowd is willing to get after you over and over and over again and make the offense really struggle, I think that's where I think we win that battle. But, yeah, I think our atmosphere is great for our guys, and I'm sure it's an atmosphere that the opposing teams love to come and at least give it their best shot.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're going to see more of that best shot coming up on Saturday. Idaho State is next on tap. But today, our guests, we're going to have James Campbell, cornerback, had a great interception in this last game. And, yep, and Sean Chambers. Sean Chambers will be joining us as well. Sean Chambers, the Big Sky Offensive Player of the Week and National Offensive Player of the Week. Pretty exciting to see him get some of those national accolades and recognition.
Yeah, you put up 200 on the ground, 200 through the air, account for 5 touchdowns, rushing and passing. You're going to be up for those type of awards. And, you know, Sean would be the first one to give credit to his teammates, his scheme. I've said it a few times between now and the game. You know, he had a 78-yard run and a 65-yard run, both of which he wasn't touched. Now, that's some credit to his speed and seeing it and all that, but we had great blocking on the perimeter. We had a great game plan to get those plays in there. But, no, Sean played well, really well, and, you know, rising to the moment. You know, with Tommy being out, we needed that. You know, super proud of his performance. Then, you know, the awards are very well deserved.
So for Sean Chambers right now, 548 rushing yards. That's tops in the conference for anybody. Alonzo Gilliam Jr., their running back, number 34, started last week as the leading rusher in conference. Sean overtakes him with that performance this last week. That is fifth in the nation, including quarterbacks and running backs. Fifth in the nation right now, and most by any quarterback at the FCS level. Yep. We're not done yet either. 12 rushing touchdowns right now. That is tops in the nation, and right now is tied with only one Division III running back. So if you go to FBS, FCS, D2, D3, only one other guy, this kid over at Denison in Ohio at the D3 level, has 12 rushing touchdowns. That's it. So he went from the closer to now the starter, the middleman, and the closer at this time. And we get to see those big touchdown numbers, which is exciting. Well, and of course, that leads us into the conversation about Tommy. Where is Malott? What's the latest update on Malott at the moment?
It hadn't been cleared at the beginning of the week. You know, in the nature of any concussion head injury, they're all their own deal. We've had two previous guys missed one game for a concussion. So I think there's an assumption that you miss a game, you're back. It's not quite that simple. But he's made some really good progress this week. Really good progress. And you know, it's something that we don't want to mess with. And he'll play when he's ready. But that's kind of where it stands here on Wednesday.
What was it like for him on the sideline? I mean, Sean kind of gave him a shout out in the post game press conference. What did you see with the way that Tommy was just handling himself on the sideline and being part of the team, even if he couldn't get between the white lines?
Well, Tommy's still a captain. He's still very much involved in, you know, the prep through the week. He was in all the meetings, really, with the exception of maybe that first Monday after the injury, out on the field of practice. So he's into the game plan. He knows what we're trying to do. So anything he can do to help Sean, you know, relative to the prep, but then in game, I think those are, you know, really valuable set of eyes that he was able to help out with. And you know, beyond that, like I said, the leadership component, being a captain, he recognizes that just because he's not out there, there's still a responsibility that he has. And, you know, couldn't be more proud of how he handled that and has continued to through this week.
You know, what have you seen in the way Sean and Tommy have just kind of connected going back to the start of the season? I mean, because it would be real easy for somebody like Sean to come in and maybe start stepping on some toes. And everything we have heard is that is not at all what happened. We heard Willie Patterson talk about it on this show last week as well, how he came in head down, humble, just hungry, ready to go. But how have you seen Tommy and Sean's relationship grow over the course of the season?
I think it's very solid, and I think it comes from a couple places. They're both very good people. They're team-first guys, and they're really competitive, and they want what's best for the team, and that's real. And you know, whether that means they're both playing roles, whatever, I think that's who they are, and that's not just lip service. And, you know, I think Sean and Tommy sees a little bit of who he was as a young player coming in and, you know, playing a bunch as a true freshman and then playing the next year, being a captain, being anointed. So I think there's a mutual just respect between the two, and it definitely goes both ways. So, you know, the respect and admiration that they have for one another is real and genuine, and that's why I think the situation is as productive as it is. I know a lot of quarterback rooms, there's a lot of animosity, there's a lot of wishing the other guy doesn't do well because that's going to benefit you. And we have none of that with our guys.
I mean, did you have any of those types of concerns when you did bring Sean in? I mean, you just had Tommy go through this great run, but also he's extremely young at the same time. So did you have any concerns when you first brought him in?
Well, I didn't. Knowing who Sean was, first off, but you know, he understood. He watched our games in December. You know, he knew the success that Tommy had had through those games leading up to the championship. And I think he knew full well that this is Tommy's job, and I'm coming in there to do my very best, whatever that means. And that was real how that went down, and that's real how he's handled it the whole way, and, you know, will continue to be. So, yeah, I didn't have any concerns, but that was, trying to find a guy with experience like Sean who would accept that is he was maybe a one person in the world that would fit that bill. So
yeah, so you were kind of looking for somebody, even if Sean hadn't gone to the transfer portal, you were looking for somebody who had some experience to kind of help bolster that position?
Yeah, we'd already lost Matt McKay. All indications look like we would lose Casey Bauman as well. Tucker Rovig was leaving, you know, so with a young guy and Tommy, we wanted to find someone that had experience. That was an intentional thought that we had going through the month of December. And it just so happened, I think we got the best version of what we were looking for.
Yeah, no doubt. I'd say so with over 400 yards of offense in that last game. Am I right? All right, we'll take a quick break. More to come with head coach Brent Vegan. A little later, we'll talk with Sean Chambers and James Campbell. You can enjoy Cat Chat, the official radio show of head coach Brent Vegan and Bobcat Athletics, over wings and beer every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. only at Buffalo Wild Wings. This is Cat Chat presented by Learfield.
For every peak, valley, and plateau, for every mishap and every adventure, for every Montanan and every season of life, Bozeman Health is here to deliver care with quality, compassion, and respect. Because we see you as more than the patient you are today, we look to what's on the horizon for you and our community over the decades to come. That's care beyond care. Well beyond. Bozeman Health.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com for everything you need to cheer on your Bobcats. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Go Cats!
Valley Credit Union is proud to serve members in the 29 counties across Montana and Park County, Wyoming. And to become a member, you just need to live or work in one. Valley has the products and services you need to make sure money goes and grows with you, from helping you with any of your lending needs, a great rewards checking account, and mobile banking that includes mobile check deposit. Visit valleyfcu.com today and make your move to Valley Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
The Ribbon Chop House was founded in 2001. Our ability to grow has come through our commitment to Rocky Mountain hospitality, a concept which incorporates a casual attitude with our high-level commitment to loyalty, safety, service, and quality food. At the Ribbon Chop House, our staff is dedicated to creating extraordinary experiences that raise the bar in each of our communities. Enjoy premium steaks, fresh seafood, and award-winning baby back ribs. We look forward to sharing a little Rocky Mountain hospitality with you.
Are you looking to bring your fitness to the next level? Well, look no further. The Ridge Athletic Clubs offer a beautiful fitness center, state-of-the-art group exercise studios, over 200 weekly classes, basketball, jogging track, a pool, childcare, and the greatest opportunity to get fit in the Gallatin Valley. And you can recover from your workout with our new Ridge Recovery Room. Stop by for a tour and discover why the Ridge has been Bozeman strong for more than 20 years. Go Bobcats!
We are back on Cat Chat, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com. Go Cats! I'm Keaton Gologli along with head coach Brent Vegan. And in a bit, we'll be talking with James Campbell and Sean Chambers today. But first of all, I want to shout out the volleyball team. So, you know, we had talked to them this last 2 weeks, and for their Pack the Brick game, they ended up having 6,457 at that volleyball match, which is a new Big Sky Conference record. So pretty impressive stuff to be able to see that place get all filled out. Unfortunately, it was a loss, but it was a good match and great, great support. So excited to see that. All right, we're talking some football. Montana State coming off the win against UC Davis last week. Idaho State coming up next after that. And Coach, I want to ask you about your defensive line a little bit. First of all, Sebastian Valdez right now leading the conference in sacks. He's got 6.5, and he's tied for 4th in the nation for most total sacks at this point with those 6.5 and just one back of the national lead. But, you know, you told us, Coach, at the start of the season, you know, you wanted to try to get to that 8 to 10 range, and it looked like in this UC Davis game, you know, you had some chances to really just do a whole line change at times. Where do you feel like the depth of that defensive line is?
We're getting there. We played 9 in this past game, 5 on the inside and 4 on the outside, and it's those guys, the 4th and 5th guys really on either the inside or the outside continuing to gain trust, which I think they are, you know, and sometimes – as a coach, you just got to throw them out there, and I hate to say hope for the best, but I mean you train those guys and you just let them go, and I do think you know, and I speak to it's 3 freshmen, redshirt freshmen, it's Kenny Iden, Paul Broad, and Zach Black are those 3 guys that you know, more and more we can play them and they can play effectively, the better off Brody, Sebastian, Blake Schmidt, Ben Seymour, those guys are going to be. So it's a great trade off, and we need to keep pressing the action with those guys.
You know, we're going to be talking to James Campbell here in just a little bit. As far as that secondary goes, you know, Ryan Lenort's coming back this week against Idaho State. What do you expect that to do to the rotation, and how much do you expect that to shore up some things for you guys on the defensive end?
Well, Ryland came out of spring as our starter. We knew full well what was ahead of us with the 5 games. So he's going to start. You know, Reddy Short came in after spring ball in a little bit of a response, knowing what Ryland's situation was. Reddy's continued to get better. Kendrick Bailey's played some as well at that strong safety position. But Ryland's going to be the starter for a reason. And we feel like, you know, he'll bolster, you know, our run defense. Ryland's experience within our defense is just that much greater than say, Reddy's. And you know, we look for Ryland to continue to allow us to, you know, keep growing defensively. You know, and he's paid this price, and I know he's ready to go, and I know the guys are really excited for him to be out there. So I think he's going to give us a lift in more ways than one.
You know, at that cornerback position, we're seeing a lot of the rotation come through throughout this start of the season as well. Did Tyrell Thomas get a little more time in this game as well?
Yeah, Tyrell played I think 20-some plays. It was good to see him out there. He was also our special teams player of the week. So, you know, good for him to make some strides. It's just been a long time since he's played any consistent football from a time perspective. So I think he's back in the swing of it, and I think we'll continue to see him having a role.
And then, of course, as I mentioned, we're talking to James Campbell here in a moment. But tell us a little bit about James and just his journey transitioning from wide receiver to defensive back and how he picked up the defensive back position.
Well, by the time I got here, he was a defensive back. But, you know, he had started out as a receiver, and you know, he was clearly a defensive back by the time that I got here. But that's a challenging transition. You know, it obviously speaks to his athleticism that he could play on either side. But you're flipping it around and you're going backwards a lot as opposed to going forward, and he's a good enough athlete to do it, but that does, you know, take some time. And given the nature of 2020 and 21 not playing, I think that that slowed that growth down. But he had a really good start to last fall and unfortunately suffered an injury in our first conference game. And, you know, came back at the end, but to see him back out there full speed now, making plays like he did the other night with that big interception has been great.
Yeah, first career interception for James Campbell on Saturday. Not too shabby, and a heck of a time to do it, too, right after they had that big trick play. You know, when you look at this game, obviously UC Davis is a really good team. I was definitely surprised, or not surprised, but I think they really stood up to the expectations that we built up all week. We said, you know, throw out the 1-3 record, and I hope Cat Country can see that there was a reason we said that, because they were skilled. But at the same time, they still used some trickery. They had that that fake punt leading into the interception. They went with a halfback pass to score a touchdown, and then the fake two-point conversion. They converted right after that. So they did still have to use a little bit of trickery, but you guys had the response each time.
Yeah, we were able to take the momentum away in both those instances. James's interception on the next play was huge. They run a fake punt on 4th and 23. An amazing call, I guess. And, you know, because we had them, even though we weren't set up real well, we still made contact, I think, 3 or 4 yards short of the first down. And ultimately, we couldn't get him down. But then we get the interception the next play, squashed the momentum there, and we were able to go on a long drive offensively. And then after their touchdown, the halfback pass, and the fake extra point, the cut at the 3, we really had a big kickoff return. You know, so our special teams answered, our defense answered, and then our offense in both instances followed up with scores. So a team effort, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, not letting one play bring us down, not letting one play define us, you know, knowing that the next play is ours to make. And, you know, we did that more often than not Saturday night.
We've talked about this running back room a bunch. We've talked about how great Elijah Elliott has looked. And, you know, as you keep going down that chart, we get a chance to see Garrett Kuhn make his season debut at the end of this game. Number 5, kid from Wyoming who had some great high school numbers. And, man, he looked terrific. Yeah, give Garrett Kuhn a little bit of love for what he was able to do out there. I mean, he looked pretty strong at the end of this game. What did you see from Kuhn at the end of the contest?
Well, we put him in there, and that wasn't that wasn't garbage time by any means. We're trying to close that game out, and knowing that we give Elijah a little bit run to give Garrett that opportunity and to see him break out in the open. I think ultimately he finished with a fourth down run to allow us to seal the game. That was great for Garrett. He's been through a bunch of things this fall that haven't allowed him to be on the practice field, let alone the game field. So he's all that's behind him now. He's certainly beyond adding depth. I think he's a real quality. He's a change of pace. Lane is in a different position to be able to do more this week, too. So I think we're over the hump as far as at least having more than one guy available. And now we have 3. So it's a good place to be and where we need to be, obviously, in the middle of the season.
So you feel like you'd kind of mentioned Lane was ready to go last week, but you guys chose not to get him into this game?
Well, we could use him emergency-wise. He just hadn't been in any kind of real contact situation to that point. He is wearing a brace on his left elbow, which, you know, to get used to that does take some time. So he had practiced for really a week and a half, but we weren't going to use him unless we really had to in that game. We're past that. He feels that much better for maybe not having played. So, I think full steam ahead from here.
And how's Isaiah doing? I mean, obviously, he had the surgery over the offseason. How's Afonso doing? We haven't really talked about much about him.
Yeah, he's making, I think, real good progress. And you know, he has a real important checkup, I guess, next week. We'll kind of have a more, I think, definitive timeline for the first time in a long time, you know, after that appointment next week. And, you know, I trust that we'll get him back at some point. I don't know exactly what game. We'll know a little bit better next week.
So it sounds like you guys haven't had any definitive timeline, but you felt confident that he would come back at some point in the regular season. Is that fair to say?
Is that definitive? Yeah. No, I.
Well, you didn't have a definitive timeline.
No, we didn't. I think we had a guess, a bigger target. Now this is the first time I think we can narrow that target down to a specific game. You know, I had no delusions that he would be back in September or most likely even October. And, we happen to have a bye the last week too. So, he's made progress in you know, it'll be interesting because it's been quite some time since he's had an appointment of this nature going back to the summer. So, you know, for us to know exactly where that progress is, how that's going to be measured, we won't know till we know.
Yep. Well, nice to have the other guys running wild
in
his stead. All right. We're going to take a break. And on the other side of this timeout, we're talking with James Campbell coming off his first career interception this last week. Eagle Mount Bozeman is committed to providing quality adaptive recreation and sport opportunities for people with disabilities and young people impacted by cancer, as well as providing support for families of participants so that they shall mount up with wings as eagles. We'll take a break. More of Cat Chat coming up after this, presented by Learfield.
Did you know that Southwest Montana has one of the highest per capita hot tub usage rates in the world? See what your friends and neighbors already know. How great it feels to soak under the big sky. Mountain Hot Tub has helped more friends and families relax in hot water than anyone in Montana. New hot tubs starting at less than $5,000. When you're ready to relieve stress and save money at the same time, come see us at the corner of Huffine and Gooch Hill. Mountain Hot Tub, since 1979.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 7 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats! Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Working from home has definitely put home projects into overdrive. New landscaping, gardens, patios, and fences. But if you're digging, you're contacting 811. Utility lines, including Northwestern Energy's, can be buried even just a few inches underground. And hitting one can be dangerous. The best way to keep you, the community, and your contractor crew safe is by having lines properly marked. Make your request online at least 2 full business days before you want to dig at call811.com.
Bridger Brewing is home to award-winning locally crafted beer and pizza and is proud to support all things Bobcat Sports. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, last beer served at 8 p.m., and located right across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. Stop by after the game today to enjoy a cold pint of beer and a slice of made-from-scratch delicious pizza. Dine-in service and online ordering for takeout are both available. Check out BridgerBrewing.com and at Bridger Brewing on Instagram and Facebook, and stay tuned for updates on our newest adventure in Three Forks, Montana.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back on Cat Chat. Before we get going, let's pause 10 seconds for our network stations to identify themselves. This is Cat Chat. We are back on Cat Chat, live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their 7th Avenue locations or online at shop.msubobcats.com. I'm Keaton Gologli, joined now by cornerback James Campbell. James, how we doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Welcome to Cat Chat. Congratulations on that first interception. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It was exciting, definitely.
Yeah, a pretty big moment, too. How loud was that place? I mean, watching you come off the field after that interception, man, it looked like you were just flying high.
Yeah, like a lot of emotions. I was very happy. Teammates was happy to support me. I was just glad to get an interception right then and there.
You kind of mentioned this in the post-game conversation with the rest of the media, but you said your brothers kind of called this on you, that they said that you were going to get this today?
Yeah, like right before the game, like maybe 4 or 5 hours before the game, I got a Snapchat from him, and he was like, yeah, we need a pick out of you. I was like, yeah, just speak it to existence. Then also Coach Tristan and Coach Shine was just bugging me about not getting a pick yet, so I was like, yeah, just speak it to existence, and it just happened.
Sure enough. I mean, is that the kind of thing that, like, when people start saying that to you, you know, your coaches having confidence in you like that, does that give you that extra little step on the field, knowing that they've got your kind of, like, hey, you know what you're seeing, you know what you're doing, have confidence, just rely on your instincts?
Yeah, it definitely gives me a lot of confidence. Just try not to press the issue and just let it come to me, honestly.
So when you finally got to call your brother after the fact, I mean, was he like, yep, that was me. I told you, that's my pick. You're going to give me that football.
Yeah, I was definitely like, about time, honestly.
What is the role of your brother in your football life? Sounds like he's a big fan for you.
He's honestly not really my brother. He's more so a close friend. Like, okay. We talk every day and right before games most of the time. So he's been there since elementary school. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's his name? You could give him a shout on the radio.
LeVar Smith.
LeVar Smith. Yeah. Nicely done, LeVar. We appreciate it. Well, your first career interception, as we mentioned, and, you know, last year a little bit banged up, had to miss a little bit of time, but excited to see you healthy right now. And, you know, you're a guy who made that transition over to cornerback and defensive back. And, you know, Coach Vegan kind of mentioned it. That's a tough transition. What was it like when you were first transitioning into the defensive back role you're in now?
It was definitely kind of tough at first. Transitioning from wide receiver because, like, my footwork was not the best at the time. I was still used to going to get the, like, going with the wide receiver, so that was tough. But then I just kind of settled into it and got comfortable with it.
So what were some of the footwork drills you did to kind of get the footwork going? Like, what did you have? Like, how did you get the footwork to where it is now?
Just working on my shuffles, going lateral. Then I also jump roped a lot, and I still do.
Yeah. And so, you know, as you, like, were there any skills as a wide receiver that you were able to kind of carry over? Like, the fact that you had been playing some wide receiver, you played quarterback in high school as well. I mean, knowing how much time you'd spent on the offense, how much of that impacts the way you're able to play cornerback?
That really helped me tremendously, just knowing how, like, the quarterback thinks and the reads and things, and also, like, always knowing the wide receiver releases as well, so, and how they're trying to attack you, so that helped me.
Yeah, so because you had played that's the kind of thing that carries over a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
So where you feel like you are right now? I mean, does it feel kind of second nature? You still feel like you're learning a lot about the position?
It feels second nature for the most part. Obviously, I still have a lot to learn, and day in and day out. Coach Shelp has helped me learn more and more about the game and the position.
And coming back from that injury last year, I mean, did you really start to feel like yourself, or did you feel like you were always kind of swimming upstream a little last year?
Coming back from an injury is kind of tough, but you just got to try to play through it and do the best you can, honestly. I didn't feel 100%, but I know getting back on the field felt great with my brother, so that was the best.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me a little bit about that cornerback room. You know, we got to see some guys cycle in a little bit now. How tight are you guys, the group of cornerbacks there?
We're pretty close. We call ourselves the Jack Boys.
The Jack Boys?
Yeah, the Jack Boys. So we're pretty close. Me, Sims, Devin, Drew, Tyrell, and Jackson, like, we're pretty close-knit. Always joking around. We got a little group chat and always send stuff in it. So.
Yeah. Where'd the nickname come from? Who came up with it?
I think Tyrell came up with the Jack Boys, and we just all went with it.
Yeah. What does it stand for?
Just taking the ball away, stealing ball from
you. Yeah, like jacking it from him.
Yeah.
I'm going to jack the ball from you. I'm jacking this possession from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Keep moving and keep taking it away from him. And so we mentioned Rylan Ort's coming back, which is exciting for you guys in that secondary role. But, you know, this season it's been interesting to watch your guys' defense because, you know, we have seen some big plays from opponents. But at the same time, we're seeing the big plays from you guys when you need it most. So kind of take us onto the sideline a little bit, you know, after you guys have given up some of those big plays. Who's the voice? Who's saying, hey, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to change. This is what we can do to make those big plays later.
Honestly, we rely a lot on our coaches to make adjustments and have faith in them and trust them that they're going to make the right adjustments every play and just try to stay with a positive mindset and just kind of keep rallying with each other and staying in the game.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys are pretty experienced and calm on the sideline. Would you agree?
Yeah, I believe we're pretty experienced. We try to not to, just because we give up an explosive play, we try not to let that affect us too much.
Yeah. And sure enough, it didn't. Got the win. You guys got some big stops in that second half against UC Davis, too. I mean, they're a team that throws the ball a ton. You know, how did you guys feel like you kind of turned things around? And what was the – let me ask you this then. What was the key for you guys to really string together some of those stops in the second half, particularly in that fourth quarter?
Honestly, Coach Regan hit on it every day or every game. Get a three and out and keep going. Like, keep going, three and out, keep going, and just trying to stack them up. Yeah. The three and outs.
So you guys feel like once you get that first three and out, something that can really build? Excuse me. Yeah, so something that can really build once you get that first three and out?
Yeah, that's definitely a momentum change in the game, and it helps our defense get into a rhythm.
Yeah. All right, you're watching. We're going to talk to Sean Chambers here a little bit, but you had a chance to watch him from the sideline. If you were going to tackle Sean Chambers, how would you tackle him? You go high, you go low. You know, what are you doing?
In practice, we try to stay off the quarterback, so he knows when he's running, he's – he could do whatever he wants, but if I had to tackle him, I'd probably go low, and he'll more than likely try to slide.
Oh, you think he'd be sliding as soon as he sees you?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to get a chance to rebuttal that. How many guys do you see that are this big and that fast?
Not many. Honestly, I didn't know he had it in him until he showed it. He's pretty fast. I won't lie to you. He's pretty fast.
Have you guys raced yet?
Nah. I think I'm faster than him, but...
When are you going to prove it?
Just whenever he wants.
Careful. All of a sudden, we're going to be in the parking lot 20 minutes from now figuring this whole thing out. How many races have you lost?
In my lifetime or here at Montana State?
Both.
In my lifetime, maybe a couple in high school, but at Montana State, none.
None?
Yeah.
How many people have challenged you?
I've had three different times teammates have challenged me. Taco thinks he's faster than me, or at first he did, then he realized
no,
not really. Yeah.
Who's gotten closest to beating you in a foot race?
The closest, probably honestly Tommy.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tommy or Troy. Me and Troy never raced, but he's pretty fast, obviously, so.
Yeah, but you did race Tommy.
Yeah, in the summer.
Okay, how close? So what's your, do you guys do a 40-yard or?
In the summer, right during the workouts, we stopped and paused and we kind of raced and we were 40 yards and I just had to let him know, like, you're still not faster than me.
You're really fast. That was fun, but you still lost.
Yeah.
And then is it something, too, like when somebody wants to ante up and race you, like, do they have to do something to race you? Like, because if everybody's just walking around like, oh, I want to race you, like, no, I feel like you got to make them earn it a little bit.
Yeah. Like. I honestly don't try not to race people because, like, I know, like, most people aren't really worth my time in a sense. But this summer I actually came out of retirement for a while. And, like, they called me out. I was like, all right, I guess I have to show them one more time.
Right, yeah. I feel like early in the year, especially with a lot of the new kids, the young guys, you got to be like, no, let me show you what they've been talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they're all confident and a little excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. We're going to keep you doing that. And you're a Florida kid too, so you've been up here now 5 years, so you're a little used to things. But had you played in snow before you got up here?
No, I haven't. Honestly, on my visit in 2017, that was the first time seeing snow here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first impression?
Honestly, I thought it was like looking at the mountains because it was January, and January's here is kind of rough. So I was like, it's kind of fake. It looks like a product in a movie background or something. So I was like, Then that summer I actually hiked the M, and I was like, all right, maybe it's real.
So you good now? You all good in the winters? You got all your layers? You're not too worried about it, or do you still get pretty cold?
I mean, I still get pretty cold. I try to bundle up as much.
Yeah, so we're not going to see you like sleeveless on some of these really cold days?
You might, maybe not during practice, but during the games you probably will. I'll be sleeveless sometimes, depending on how cold it is and how I'm feeling, honestly.
Yeah. Well, on the defensive side, do you feel like you can get away with sleeves a little bit more? Cause maybe like you're not holding the ball as often.
Yeah. That does help me a lot, but you're only cold for so long.
Right. Once you start running around and grabbing picks, the adrenaline's going to warm you up right away.
Yeah.
All right. James Campbell joining us today. Final thing, man. How loud was this place on Saturday? I'm new, right? I've only been here for 3 games, but I could barely hear myself in that game. Where did this game on Saturday kind of just rank in your time of hearing a lot of the sound and just how loud this crowd has been?
It was definitely pretty loud. It definitely seemed more than 21,000 fans. So it does play an impact on how loud they get.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it sounds like the San Diego State game last year was one of the loudest recent memory. I mean, how did that compare to what we heard this weekend?
That was pretty loud. Like, both of them, yeah, pretty loud, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It's a lot of fun to be playing in front of. James Campbell, fifth-year junior, cornerback for Montana State. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on the pick. Excited to watch you work the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, James Campbell, we'll take a break. This is Cat Chat, presented by Learfield.
Guys, it's buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings. And guess what?
You're going to be a dad.
What? No, it's boneless Thursdays, which means free boneless wings.
You'd be a great dad.
Okay, enough.
Buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one boneless wings at regular price. Get one of equal value free at participating locations for a limited time. While supplies last. Limit one, not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wing website or app. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Bobcat fans. If you're planning a building project, Builders First Source can help. If you're building a garage, a shed, a pole, a barn, or even an entire home, Builders First Source can assist with the design materials, delivery, and so much more. No project is too big or too small. Builders First Source expertise can transform your vision into a dream come true. Builders First Source is a leading supplier of professional-grade building materials and a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. Find one of 10 Montana locations at buildersfirstsource.com. And go Bobcats!
With friendly customer service and an outstanding location near Montana State University in the base of the Bridger Mountain Range, Country Inn & Suites by Radisson is the perfect place to begin your Bozeman adventure. Country Inn & Suites offers a hot and delicious Be Our Guest breakfast buffet each morning. Free Wi-Fi is available throughout the property, and we have a business center and meeting rooms. Our indoor pool and hot tub is a great way to relax after a day of fun, and the on-site fitness center will keep your workout goals on track. We have spacious king and double queen suites with a full-size sleeper sofa available, and every room in Country Inn & Suites is smoke-free. Reserve your room today.
For every peak, valley, and plateau, for every mishap and every adventure, for every Montanan in every season of life, Bozeman Health is here to deliver care with quality, compassion, and respect. Because we see you as more than the patient you are today, we look to what's on the horizon for you and our community over the decades to come. That's care beyond care. Well beyond. Bozeman Health.
Hey, Bobcat fans, Lithia Dodge of Billings, Montana's number one new car dealer and proud partner of your Montana State Bobcats, is offering any new Ram, Jeep, Chrysler, or Dodge at invoice pricing when you custom order today. Come test drive the 2022 Ram 1500 during Power Days at Lithia Dodge of Billings, proud partner of your Montana State Bobcats. Plus title, license, and dock fee. Invoice may not reflect actual dealer cost. Excludes Hellcat, SRT, and TRX models. Expires 10/30/22 based on 2019, 2020, and 2021 new vehicle registration data.
Hello, tomorrow. We may not know exactly what you've got in store for us, for our routines and our normals. But here's the thing. Turns out, we've got this. We haven't seen everything, but we have seen ourselves be more ready for whatever you bring than we thought we would be. So when it comes to tomorrow, bring on the day. First Interstate, built for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Visit us at firstinterstate.com.
We are back on another edition of Cat Chat, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm Keaton Gologli, joined now by the National Offensive Player of the Week, Sean Chambers. Sean, congratulations on some of the honors this week.
Thank you, thank you.
Exciting time?
Yep, yeah, definitely.
Exciting offense?
Yeah, fun offense for sure.
I bet. How you feeling? How you feeling physically? I mean, you know, Wyoming, you were there for quite a few years. Obviously had a few injuries. Everybody brings it up to you. But, yeah, how you feeling at this point in the season? We're at the midway point.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. You know, I'm getting up there in age, I guess. So I'm feeling okay. A little beat up, but still maintaining, I guess. So.
It's football season. You're supposed to feel a little beat up.
Right, right. Yeah, but I'll be all right.
Yeah. How were you feeling after that Eastern Washington game? That Eastern Washington game, watching you play that, man, it really just looked like you were on adrenaline and just emotion after seeing your boy go down. I mean, what was it like from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, after the game, I mean, walking hurt. I mean, but I think the win made that a lot better, made me feel a lot better. Yeah, after that game, I was hurting for sure, but I was happy we were able to pull out the win.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that teaches you to maybe not keep a few of those read pass options.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure. Monday morning, we had a good talk about that, so
yeah,
got coached up on that.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about what getting coached up on that is like. I mean, you know, we've heard the phrase of like running smart for a quarterback. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's something I've you know, try to put an emphasis on learning. First coming into college, it was kind of tough to learn that. I mean, I came from a place where I was quite frankly bigger than most of the competition, and so I didn't really realize the severity of taking hits. Going throughout college, obviously I've taken a lot of hits, but I've had to learn how to not take those hits and how to run out of bounds, how to get down, and how to just run smart. And that's a little tough at times because I'm competitive and I want to get the first down, I want to get the extra yard, but sometimes the extra yard is, you know, you don't need it. So I think going down is more important than fighting for that extra yard, I guess.
Yeah, we want you for that extra play rather than that extra yard sometimes.
Correct, yeah.
Take us back, too, to that Eastern Washington game. So, you know, Willie Patterson told the story last week about you huddling up the guys after the injury and just saying, hey, this is the moment. This is the adversity we talked about. What do you remember about that moment against Eastern?
Yeah, I think we just needed to rally the troops at that time, get everybody together and, you know, say, hey, one of our guys went down and we hate to see that for him. But we have, you know, a bigger motivation as to why we should win this game now. So I think just bringing those guys together and trying to get everybody going and trying to get everybody back on task and try to see the focus of winning the game.
Well, it definitely worked. And Willie, man, he was singing your praises about that moment because everybody was, you know, concerned. I mean, Tommy Mellott, obviously a guy everybody cares a lot about. What's your relationship like with him? How have you kind of built a relationship with Tommy to this point?
Yeah, I think we have a good relationship. I think we help each other out a lot. We have similar play styles, but they're kind of different, too. I think I take a little more of the chances out there, but I think he's more of – you know, the black and white, do this that way. I'm kind of like, well, if it's there, I'm going to do that. So I think we're similar, but we're not. And I think we feed off of that and we help each other out with that.
Sounds like math plus vibes.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I mean, do you kind of pull that out of him a little bit? Because, you know, I think it's good to be, you know, not on completely one end of the spectrum or the other, you know. So are you kind of trying to maybe pull a little bit of that, like, emotion, free spirit style of play out of him?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I think we try to pull the best out of each other, and I think we do pull the best out of each other. I think we're going out there, we're competing every day, we're learning from each other, and we're helping each other out, and that's really bringing the best out of each other. And I think we do a good job of competing and, you know, collaborating and talking over with each other and helping each other out.
You know, what was it like for you first coming in? I mean, Brent kind of talked about it a little bit earlier today, but you were coming in not as the number one guy. Why was that something you were willing to accept?
Because I trust Coach Vegan. You know, I trust Coach Vegan and I trust Coach Housewright, and they had a plan, and I've always trusted in that plan, and I never wavered from that trust, and I just had that trust in them.
Yeah. So far, it's been rewarded with 12 rushing touchdowns. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
Had you talked, like, once you had made the decision to transfer from Wyoming, had you talked to many other schools?
A couple. But I think the biggest thing for me at the point of my career was to play for somebody that I trusted and I knew. Obviously, we had a relationship dating back to Wyoming, and it was a good relationship. So I knew that, you know, he had something good going on over here, and I wanted to be a part of that and wanted to play with underneath him.
What's your timeline with Brett now? Was he a part of your recruiting at all, or did you just kind of meet him when you first got to Wyoming?
Yeah, he was a part of my recruiting. Another coach from Wyoming recruited me, and he was the second guy that made contact, and he recruited me all throughout. I was committed to another school, and, you know, he kept his distance, but he still pursued me a little bit and still kept in touch, and ultimately I decided to go play for him at Wyoming.
Yeah, it was Rutgers, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so spurned the Big Ten, go to Wyoming. Yep. What do you remember about that decision? I mean, that's a long time ago now, but, you know, you think of how differently your life could be when you're doing all this stuff. What do you remember about making that switch and just finally deciding to go to Wyoming?
Well, I just remember that I think it was the right decision for me and my family, and it felt right at the time, and I think that it was the best decision for me and my family, so
yeah,
went that route.
What's Brent like as a head coach versus Brent as an assistant?
He talks a little bit more as a head coach. Talks a little bit more. As an assistant, he's kind of, well, I mean, we talk a lot one-on-one, but as a head coach, he's kind of here and there and everywhere. So it's a little different, but kind of the same. You know, he kind of looks around the quarterbacks and tries to look for things he can help us with, and he does. So.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, is he funny? Is he serious? Is he, like, brooding? Like, well, how would you describe him as a head coach now that he's letting the voice out a little bit?
I think he has, like, the perfect combination of funny, serious, and all of the above. I think he has, you know, a good pulse on it. He's funny when he can be funny. He's serious when he needs to be serious. And he's a leader when he, you know, needs to be a leader, so... He does a good job at it.
Yeah, so you don't really know which Brent you're getting each day.
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, he's kind of the same guy every day. You know, he shows up and works hard and he's kind of quiet and kind of just thinking about everything and going through everything, so.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it. That's pretty good. I mean, we get to hear him all the time. He's Steady Eddie when he's up here.
Yeah, I bet.
Going back to this, this UC Davis game, a lot of fun to watch you play. That second play, the touchdown run down the right sideline. Bring us inside your head when you're running down that sideline. You're across the 50. You're looking up at the video board. You can see nobody around you. I mean, just help bring us into what you're seeing, what you're feeling in that moment with another 50 yards to run off to the end zone.
Yeah, well, I pulled it and saw the guys out there blocking, and they kind of just opened up, and I didn't see a safety or anybody else have an angle on me, so I was like, can't get caught right now. You can't get caught. There's no way you can get caught. If you get caught, it's bad. So I looked up at the video board, didn't see anybody behind me for a couple yards. And right then, I think it kind of settled in, and I was pretty pumped and really excited that we could set the tone that way, especially on the second play of the game.
Yeah, and you know, you looked much more kind of calm and comfortable in this game compared to that Eastern game, which felt, you know, just kind of emotional and adrenaline driven. First of all, is what we're seeing how you're feeling? I mean, did that feel a little more adrenaline in Eastern, a little more in control in this UC Davis game?
Yeah, I think being on the road had a little bit to do with that. Obviously, when you play on the road, you're just quite not the same as playing at home, not as comfortable. And I think playing at home, you have this comfortability that you're at home. Everybody, your fans are there, your team's right there. And you just have this level of comfortableness and that kind of just set in for me and just kind of slowed the game down for me.
So all it takes to feel comfortable is 21,000 people?
Yeah, I guess so. 21,000 people really quiet when we're on offense and cheering really loud when we score.
Love to hear it. Love to see it. Idaho State's coming up next on Saturday. Give us a brief take on Idaho State. What should fans be looking for in this matchup on Saturday?
Yeah, I think their record is really not indicative of how good their defense is. I think they have a good defense. They're solid. They play fast. They have some good players on the outside, and I think they're going to show up and, you know, give it their all. They don't look like a team that's going to lay down and let somebody roll all over them, so I think they're going to show up and play really hard against us.
It's big sky play. Every win matters.
Right, correct.
All right, Sean Chambers, the Offensive Player of the Week nationally. Fun watching you play. Looking forward to seeing you out there on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll take a break. You can enjoy Cat Chat, the official radio show of Head Coach Brent Vegan. Head Coach Brent Vegan and Bobcat Athletics over Wings and Beer every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. only at Buffalo Wild Wings. This is Cat Chat presented by Learfield.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Did you know that Southwest Montana has one of the highest per capita hot tub usage rates in the world? See what your friends and neighbors already know. How great it feels to soak under the big sky. Mountain Hot Tub has helped more friends and families relax in hot water than anyone in Montana. New hot tubs starting at less than $5,000. When you're ready to relieve stress and save money at the same time, come see us at the corner of Huffine and Gooch Hill. Mountain Hot Tub, since 1979.
Stop by Rosehour's October 6th, 7th, and 8th for the three-day meat sale. Pick up USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless New York Steaks, $6.99 a pound. Draper Valley Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, $3.49 a pound. USDA Choice Angus Beef Boneless Sirloin Tip Roast, $2.99 a pound. Baby Back Pork Ribs, $2.99 a pound. Raw American Shrimp, 40 to 60 count, shell on, $7.99 per pound. Stop in for all these great deals and more at Rosehour's.
The Rocking R Bar is your home for everything Bobcat football. Whether the Cats are home or away, we are your game day headquarters. Swing by for great food specials like the Sunny Holland Burger from our new grill, Hail Mary's. We also serve the best Montana craft beer and liquor the state has to offer. So grab a pint, something to eat, and one of our very own Rocking R Bar liquors, because it's a great time to be a Bobcat at the Rocking R Bar.
Long day of towing ahead? From ATVs to heavy RVs, the new 2022 Chevy Silverado has you covered with proven towing technologies like trailer sway control, hill start assist, and auto-grade braking. Get the capability to work smarter, not harder, with the available multi-flex tailgate, offering six different functions to help you load, unload, and access the cargo bed more easily. Check out the new Silverado at your Montana Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of your Montana State Bobcats.
The Gallatin Valley is thriving, and Bozeman is not only a destination for families to live, work, and play, it's also a destination for business. The Bozeman Area Chamber of Commerce is a great way to get involved in Bozeman's thriving business community. The Bozeman Chamber Economic Partnerships assist existing business through expansion, grows new companies in our community, and attracts fresh opportunities for Gallatin County. Bozeman, our community, a jewel among the Northern Rockies. For more information, go to bozemanchamber.com.
We are back on Cat Chat at Buffalo Wild Wings. Eagle Mount Bozeman is committed to providing quality adaptive recreation and sport opportunities for people with disabilities and young people impacted by cancer, and to provide support for families of participants so that they shall mount up with wings as eagles. All right, we are getting ready for Idaho State coming into Bobcat Stadium on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock for that game. Kick is at 2 p.m. And well, Coach, we're going to sound a little bit like a broken record here. Throw out the record. They're 0-5, but you know they lost to Montana at home in their last game, 28-20. They played hard in this game. They are on to their third quarterback, but he played pretty solid at times in that game against Montana. They've got one of the top wide receivers in the conference, Xavier Guillory, number one for them. So they've got a few weapons, especially on that offensive end. As we take a look at the next opponent presented by Vance Thompson Vision, what are some of the things we're looking for on Saturday?
Well, I think offensively, yeah, they are in the third quarterback, but he's an older guy. It's not like he's a brand new just showed up in Pocatello. He's been around. He played a little bit in our game last year, has started games in the past. a good thrower. He's not as mobile as the last guy they were playing, but more than capable to make the throws, and he's got guys to throw to. He's got a really good receiving core led by number one, Guillory. Really good receiver. Tops in the conference, I believe, right now, and he's he's a guy that can catch it 2-3 yards down the field and take it all the way, and he's done that several times this year. So we got to keep him in front of us for sure. We got to be able to tackle him because I'm sure he's going to get some targets and probably going to touch the football. But he's dangerous among their receiving core that is pretty deep. Defensively, I think they just keep getting better and better. You look even back to the Northern Colorado game. That was a 14-14 game. Northern Colorado gets two touchdowns that weren't offensive to kind of open that up. Getting better, and they forced some turnovers last week. They're playing so hard, and it's a sign that Coach Ragel has things going the right way. They're hungry to get on the right side of the score. We're going to take their best shot. I guarantee you that, and they got players. They played us tough last year, and our guys recognize full well that this is the one we got to attack wholeheartedly.
Yeah, they played hard in that game against Montana. It looked like they were really hungry in that one. And they're going to be hungry when they come here to Bozeman on Saturday. So we'll be on the air for that one at 1 o'clock. And kickoff is at 2 p.m. And that was our look ahead. The next opponent presented by Vance Thompson Vision. Cat Chat is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, we'll be back next week for the next edition of Cat Chat here at Buffalo Wild Wings, 6:30 p.m. Coach, appreciate your time and appreciate you bringing by James and Sean. Those are some good kids.
Yeah, great kids. Appreciate you. The one-on-one that you had with them. Appreciate the crowd here. See you out there on Saturday. Go Cats.
All right. Go Cats, go. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, James. Thank you, John O'Connor, back in the studios as well. This is Keaton Gilogley saying so long from Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll talk to you again on Saturday for the 2 o'clock kickoff from Bobcat Stadium. Go Cats, go.
Been listening to Cat Chat with head football coach Brent Vegan, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official home of Cat Chat every Wednesday night at 6:30, Montana State University, Mountains and Mines, and by Town Pump Food Stores, proud sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.